Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Kylie Says. I just started a new job. It is truly a dream job of mine, and it got me thinking about how you incorporate your spirituality and healing journey into the corporate world. And I thought that for anyone that is kind of at this crossroads in their healing journey where they are 100% dedicated and focused on healing, but they're not necessarily in the place out of either the necessity to have that mainstream income or just out of the desire to want to maintain their corporate career, if they really, really love it, to necessarily make the shift to focus 100% on their healing journey and potentially utilize some sort of a healing modality as an option for a career and put their corporate job on pause. I am kind of in this weird straddle where I really, really enjoy corporate life and I see myself thriving in the corporate world, but I also really love things like human design and reading spiritual texts and focusing on healing books. And I think that it could potentially be a slippery slope if you really don't know how to balance the two. Today, we're going to talk about what that might look like. And I'm so excited that you're back. And I hope this topic resonates with you. Let's dive in. Who's ready for season two? Okay, so I think it's probably worth reiterating that I got a dream job. I'm going through so many different emotions about this because I wasn't necessarily on the hunt for a new role, but I saw something open up at the company that has been like the white whale of companies for me. If a role opened up there and it was the right fit, I went through interviews and got an offer, I would wholeheartedly 100% accept it. That literally happened and I feel so prepared for this role. I'm so excited about what it has to offer me and the momentum that it can mean for my career and just in general, the topic and the things that I'm going to be able to do, which I love and are many of the things that I loved about my old job. I had been with my old company for almost a decade. I had risen through the ranks from a junior level employee to a senior executive at the company, and I had seen so many different trajectories of either people or topics or just from the company itself, helping really build it up from just a few employees in our San Francisco office to dozens of employees in our San Francisco office. So that was truly one of the best roles just as at a company that I'd ever had. And I leave in with no ill will. And I'm so glad that that transition took place in the way that it did, because I think that that can be something that, frankly, if I hadn't gone through the journey that I've gone on in terms of like my spiritual healing and being able to kind of know myself in the way that I do now and feel comfortable in who I am and what matters to me, I may have potentially turned down this opportunity to stay out of fear of not being able to necessarily do the role or believing some of the trepidation that others had instead of trusting in my gut, which is something that I think that I've gotten a lot better at. I think that when it comes to finding who you are and being able to trust that voice, spirituality actually plays a really large role. And I truly think that since I've started over the last few years focusing more indefinitely, I don't know if that's the right word. I don't want to say indefinitely, but I've been focusing wholeheartedly on what it means to identify with the spiritual part of myself that is more tapped into this universal consciousness, focusing more on reading books about how we tap into the universal consciousness, how you become a part of this, of the global change that is happening in the world today, about the awakening that's happening across the world for people that are actually taking time to really focus on what spirituality means. And they're really being able to talk about some of the hardships that they've faced and how they've turned those hardships into opportunities and how they've turned those hardships into moments for them to focus on different healing modalities that are meaningful to them and have really helped them spearhead either a new life for themselves, new opportunities, or new career paths, etc. I've talked to many of those sorts of people on my podcast, in fact, and a few of them have given up the idea or just their day-to-day jobs out of a desire to focus more wholeheartedly on the spiritual calling that they have, which I am partly jealous of. And I realize that's a part of my human design to have some of that bitterness, because that's something that I think would be so amazing to be able to do and to trust yourself enough to say, I'm giving up something that's so comfortable and safe to focus on something that could potentially not work out, but because I have so much faith in myself, I'm diving head in. And I wanted to cover this topic because I think that for anyone who grew up like I did in like the traditional millennial mindset, we looked to people who had a lot of money and who went to college and who kind of followed this traditional path to becoming successful, and then thought, oh, that's what success is. Most of my friends growing up, it was you go to school and then you go to college, then you get a high paying career, and then that equates to success. I love the fact that Gen Z and Gen Alpha are, and even millennials really, I think we were kind of the first ones to actually say, like, is this all that there is? But I think that it's so cool that there are so many different ways to make money now and focus on passions like content creation, influencer relations. I think all of that is honestly so amazing, because it's clear that we as just a generation as a whole needed something more to connect to. And so we look to other people, and that can be dangerous when it comes to people, and that can be dangerous when it comes to social media, obviously. But it can also be so amazing, because when you find or you feel like you identify with a group of people, it's just like the Swifties or the Arianators or whatever they call themselves. You feel like you're part of a collective whole. And I think that for those of us that are in corporate roles, or those of us that are just in any other role where we aren't defined as a spiritual healer, it can feel like, well, I can't have both. I can't be both. I can't do both, because I either have to be this working person, this mom, and those are the only titles that I can claim to my name, or I have to go totally the opposite way and say, okay, I'm gonna dive into crystals, I'm gonna dive into this and that, and I'm gonna go on these silent retreats and do all of these things. I don't think that you have to do any of those if it doesn't feel right. I want to go on some sort of spiritual retreat, and I actually am looking into one that's happening next February, because it's one that I missed this year that I really want to go on, and she just opened up another retreat for the following year, and so I'm going to look into that one. But I think that there can be a balance between your day-to-day life and how you incorporate the practice of spirituality into that. What it doesn't look like for me is going into the office, lighting incense, you know, like praying or meditating throughout the day, etc. It might have looked like that 7 months to a year ago when I was working from home more regularly, and I kind of had some of that space to myself where I was waking up earlier to do some of those meditations. I was doing a meditation every single night before bed, but I found ways that feel meditative to me. So reading before I go to bed is literally sometimes my meditation. I utilize that moment to myself, that 15 minutes or whatever I set my alarm for, as an opportunity to reconnect to myself and focus on only what I'm reading and nothing else, unless of course like the kids are crying or something like that. And in the morning, on the way in on my commute, I either use it to catch myself up on work that I didn't get a chance to kind of do when I was home because I was getting the kids ready for school or getting them dressed, etc. And I know that that doesn't sound meditative in any way. Okay, well, you're catching up on work on your way into work. But the reason why I'm saying that it's how I'm balancing this side of spirituality and what it means to me is because to me, being truly spiritual is understanding yourself and what your needs are, and then being able to tap into that on a daily basis. And especially if you're a parent and you also have a stressful career, that can mean trying to figure out ways to go with the flow on days where nothing is going the way that you had planned. And I by no means am going to claim that I am the most relaxed when things do not go the way that I had planned, because I am 100% not. But I do think that I have made a huge effort in personally being able to say, okay, in my head, like, that did not go the way that I planned, but let's, like, adjust course, and I can quickly bounce out of a bad mood or an attitude and try to refocus on whatever the goal was and whatever I was trying to do. Like, okay, we're getting out of the house, we're going to go to the gym. Went to the gym yesterday, for instance, and my son was hysterical, did not want to go into the daycare at the gym, and we kind of got his confidence back up, gave him his pacifier so that he felt comfortable, and then let him go inside, and they were holding him and making sure that he was comfy. And then I got a call about 30 minutes later in the middle of my workout saying, your son has not stopped crying, he's still inconsolable, can you come and get him early? Instead of getting upset and saying, oh my God, I never have time for myself, or turning it into a negative, I just said, my baby literally needs me, and I'm excited to go comfort him and have him run to the door and be so excited to see me. And I think that when you're going through a corporate career, if you don't have some sort of way to tune into yourself and bring yourself back to equilibrium, you will have a hard time in a stressful career. And I was reading a Louise Hay book, How to Heal Your Body, I don't know if that's what it was called. Let me just look it up, because I want to get this one right, because it was a really, really good book. The Power is Within You, by Louise Hay. She's the creator of Haystack Media. She's a huge influence in the spiritual world. But this book was talking about basically being able to, like, utilize all of the tools that you already have to create the life that you want, and focusing on the shift of your mindset and how that then creates your outer reality. And I think that when you're in a stressful career, this is where I was going, lost my train of thought for a sec. When you're in a stressful career, in her mindset, in Louise Hay's mindset, fear or stress equates to fear. So you have to then ask yourself, when you're stressed, like, what am I afraid of? Am I afraid that I'm not doing this right? Am I fearful that I'm not cut out for this? Am I fearful that no one will believe me? Am I fearful that I put too much on my plate and now I don't think I'm going to be able to accomplish things and therefore my work will suffer? When you're identifying stress, identify what that fear moment is and what exactly you are feeling fearful of, and then turn the narrative on its head. And instead of saying, I'm so stressed, this is the most stressful time in my career, this is the most stressful time of my life because of my kids and this and that, that will do you no good. And if anything, it will create disease in your body. And instead of calling things, or instead of saying illness, Louise Hay says in her book that it's called dis-ease. So disease is basically when you are not at ease in your body, and therefore your body reacts in ways that are ultimately dis-eased. And that's how we create this whole cycle of disease and illness and, frankly, just not well-being. And I think that it's really important, especially when you're working with so many different people. So my old job was a company of maybe like 250 max. My new company has hundreds of thousands of employees. So there are a lot of different energies, a lot of different personalities, a lot of different perspectives. And for some people, that might be absolutely terrifying, thinking of, how am I going to even manage engaging with all of those people? But to me, I look at it as an opportunity, because one thing that is in this book called Project 365, that is both a journal and a book talking about more of the holistic consciousness of the world today and how we're moving towards this more spiritual awakening as a collective, is talking about the idea of universal consciousness. And I kind of view an opportunity of mine to utilize that transition that we're in as a whole to focus on what collective consciousness might look like in a corporation where there are that many people, that many more high stakes, etc. Because ultimately, I view one of my gifts as the ability to connect with people and the ability to make people feel comfortable and safe in tough situations or fearful, stressful situations. I actually have an opportunity to work with an executive this week where I'm accompanying them to a broadcast interview, and I'm incredibly excited to be able to engage with this person and just learn a little bit more about them and be able to give them kind of the boost that they need. And at the end of the day, the reason why I feel so confident and comfortable in those situations is because I've done enough of the work to be able to say to myself, I'm comfortable in understanding and knowing who I am. Yes, it may be different. Yes, it may sound corny. But at the end of the day, I cannot be talked out of what I have learned and what I have unlearned through the process of focusing on my own spirituality and my own healing. I truly feel that when you go on a healing journey, you are embarking on a spiritual journey. Because at the end of the day, when you think about who are you, what is your purpose, what is your soul saying about what you're here to do on this earth, that is your spirit. That is something other than. And I still have found this to be so incredible with the fact that energy cannot be destroyed, nor can it necessarily be, well, I guess it can be created, but I love the idea that energy cannot be destroyed, because if you think about it, every single thing around you has energy. Even money technically has energy, but it's all based on the mindset that you have around that particular. So in fact, money is actually a neutral substance. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but you assign either a positive or a negative emotion/energy towards money. So if you always have this negative mindset about money, oh, I never have enough money. Oh, I have a hard time making money. Then that will become true for you. And you will view that neutral substance as a negative, and the energy and the emotion around it will become and maintain negative. And that's how the people around you will potentially start to see it as well. So all of us have an opportunity to find out who we truly think that we are and what our specific gifts are that we have to offer the world, and then look at every single moment in our lives as an opportunity to continue to fulfill that purpose. Now, some of the podcasts that I listen to, the hosts that have absolutely gone on more spiritual journeys than I, will say things like, I'm absolutely an old soul, or this is 100% my last, like, go as a human being. I am not from here. Like, I'm from somewhere else. I don't feel like a human. To me, that does not necessarily resonate. I love the idea that someone would have that much insight into their own karmic path to have that awareness. I feel like I'm more of a, I've done this before, but I've forgotten a lot of it due to some trauma in the past. And now I'm coming to the moment in my life where I'm reawakening to the gifts that I have. And frankly, I feel like I've just started to scratch the surface. And the way that I'm thinking and viewing, tying this back to a corporate world, is this philosophy around the more people and energy that I'm around, that I have the opportunity to engage and exchange energy with, be in the auric fields of other people who have so many different experiences than myself, is that it's a true opportunity to put myself in a new situation to better understand who I am, what my strengths are, and the path that the universe has for me. If you would have told me 2 years ago that I'd be leaving my current or my old job to get a job at my dream company, doing what I'm doing with the amount of pressure that this role comes with the visibility that it comes with from an executive standpoint, and with the opportunities that will likely come after it, given that it's one of the largest enterprises in the entire world, I would have said, I cannot see that happening. I would hope that it would happen, but I don't know that I would have felt confident enough to take that jump if I had not done the personal healing work and known myself and my spirit well enough to say, I trust myself to do this, even if other people don't necessarily think that it's the best move for me, because their opinion means not much in the grand scheme of things versus what I know to be true. And I think that anyone that is focused on spirituality from the sense of being able to find themselves and focus on what they know to be true while still having an open mind, then those are the people that at the end of the day will have the most to offer the world and the most to offer other people. And that is the type of person that I want to become. I obviously am a parent, a spouse, a daughter, a sister, etc., a friend. And I think that those relationships have blossomed once I became more comfortable in my own skin and stopped using other things as a crutch for the insecurities that I so deeply held on to. And part of that process was really me finding the strength to talk about some of the things that were holding me back. Because I think that when you're at a point in your life where you're incapable of identifying what may be true about either a habit or a pattern or something that you don't want anyone else to know about, because then you would have to do something about it, that's the most dangerous place and the slipperiest slope to be in, especially when you are in a career where you're around other people that may potentially influence how you respond to certain situations and stimuli. For instance, in my very, very first role, I was at a highly impressionable place in my life. I was going out to happy hours and drinking far too much because I was engaging in all of these self-harming behaviors that really did not serve me. And I had a very limited sense of self-worth and sense of self, even though to other people I probably appeared like I knew exactly who I was. I was incredibly strong-willed and confident, etc., when deep down that was probably the hardest few years, near decade of my life, for the reason that I felt like I had to show up as someone that I didn't know if I truly was. And it was very hard to live that double life in a way of, is this who I truly want to be? And are these the actions that I want to be exhibiting to those around me? When at the end of the day, I'm the one that has to live with how this feels. I'm the one that has to show up and say, okay, we're going to do this all over again, even if it doesn't feel totally natural. Or, okay, I'm going to cause this fight again. I'm going to drink to blacking out or browning out because I don't want to be anywhere where I might have to be sober and sit with the feelings that are uncomfortable. And part of that journey, especially in the corporate world, is getting comfortable being uncomfortable. Because just like parenthood, situations are going to come up in your job, any job, again, but I'm just using corporate because that's the role that I am in. Situations are going to come up that are absolutely unplanned, but how you show up for yourself and your teams in those situations says a lot more about you than how anyone else chooses to show up. Someone on your team might yell at you, might yell at others, and frankly, if that's the situation that you're in, then you probably need to get out of that situation. But if you are this voice of reason or the sense of calm, and you're able to take accountability for your actions and allow other people the opportunity to do the same, even if they don't choose to do so, at the end of the day, that is all that you can control. And I think a lot of the reasons why people that forego things like family and finding time to heal and finding time to focus on their spirituality is because of some sort of level of control that they don't want to give up, because they feel like if I focus on some of the barriers that I've placed around myself in terms of understanding who am I, what is my purpose, is it time for me to face some of my fears, in the sense that is it time for me to face some of the things that make me really uncomfortable, they might not then have control over their response, or they might not have the same sort of control that they were exhibiting because they have already built up this persona to other people that they feel that they have to maintain. I think that's an incredibly damaging place to land, especially as a young adult. And I think that the comparison factor can be very harmful. Maybe it's because I'm now in my mid-30s, and so I just feel a lot more confident in the person that I am becoming. But I think that anyone who's listening to this that is a young woman or young man or a young non-binary who is trying to figure out who they are and where they fit in the world needs to know that it's okay to go through that process. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a spiritual journey, but at the end of the day, when you're going through this healing process, it will become spiritual. And whether you believe in or call it God or universe or spirit or whatever the moniker is that you'll assign, finding yourself is a spiritual process. Being comfortable in your own skin is a spiritual process. Being able to stand up for what you believe to be true and focusing on the things that you know are the best for you without that outside influence. Obviously, you want the support. So when I'm saying outside influence, I'm mainly meaning when you're getting negativity from people who truly do not have your best interest at heart and may potentially have their best interest at heart. Or they may have some sort of jealousy or anything that does not focus on what they If they are not attributing their comments to something that they think is the best for you, then their comment does not matter. And ultimately, at the end of the day, the only way that you'll get to a place where someone like that, where their comment and their feedback won't matter, is when you are comfortable and confident enough to be able to say, I know what matters to me, and that is X. So for instance, when it came time for me to actually give my notice at my last role, I was nervous, but I was also so happy and excited because I just knew this was what I wanted, and I was incredibly happy for myself. And I feel like because I went into delivering my notice in the way that I did, there was no real room for argument, and that was because I specifically set up the way that I chose to deliver my departure news in a way that did not leave room for negotiation. I did not want to negotiate whether I stayed or left because I knew I was already planning on accepting my dream job, my dream role, and I did not want to make it seem to my old boss and the C-suite that there was room for negotiation, because frankly, it would not have been fair to them to put them in that situation and to limit the opportunity for myself with the acceptance of this new role. And I think that that comes from the healing journey that I went on and understanding that I know what's best for me. And I also have more clarity in what I want and what will make me happy. And others' influence or feedback on what they think is best for me is absolutely meaningful. But at the end of the day, the work that I had done to better understand who I am, what I want, and what is going to be a meaningful life for me includes a corporate career and a side of spirituality. So you can think of the corporate career as like my main course, and my appetizer and my dessert are the different modalities of spirituality that make me feel whole, that have allowed me to heal. And for context, some of those modalities are things like meditation, journaling, listening to podcasts, reading, in particular reading. I think this year I've read 17 books, which has been so amazing. I just love to read. I cannot read enough. Researching, Googling things that matter to me, finding people on social media platforms that talk about things that I really care about and things that matter and resonate to me. And then at the end of the day, human design. I love human design. And when I finally get to talk to people about human design, I just feel like I light up. I have been fearful of continuing to kind of post on my new site, I think because it has been stressful for me. I have felt a overwhelming sense of stress / fear in showing up in that way because I had talked about it for so long. I had been doing it in the background saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to launch this. I'm going to do this. And as a result, I have not done it and not followed through because of fear. And I can no longer operate that way. So one thing I will say is that on my last episode, I did talk about the fact that I did pull oracle cards around a huge life decision, which was centered around, am I going to drink anymore? Am I not? I am so happy to say that on even the 4th of July, I had not one alcoholic beverage, and I have since been incredibly stringent on the amount of alcohol that I'll have. And I'm going to Las Vegas this weekend. And I already know in my mind, I'm not going to have another episode like I did in Las Vegas, where I drank so much that on the way home, I was just so ill the morning of our flight home, and then having to come home to my babies hungover and just feeling terrible is absolutely not the look. And I no longer feel like I need to use it as a crutch. If it doesn't make me feel good, then honestly, what the F is the purpose of it? And so of course, there are moments and there are times when I think when I give myself and my body a little bit of a break, I can of course go back to it and feel comfortable maybe indulging a little bit more than I might normally. But for now, it's not something that sounds super appealing to me. So I hope that for anyone who's kind of in this period of feeling like you need something more or you want something more out of your life, you know that you can find it. There are resources out there, and some of it is just being curious, doing some research, reading some books, ask your friends, look online, find some spiritual books that aren't necessarily about religion. And just for context, when I'm talking about spirituality, I am not talking about religion. I think that a religion, for the most part, tells you how to live, what to do, who to be. That is not at all where I'm going with this, the topic slash terminology of spirituality. If anything, I'm using spirituality as the opposite, as something that is free-flowing, something that is and feels 100% up to you and a choice while tapping into the universal consciousness that is available to you. Because the more that we can tap into that universal consciousness and act as one and focus simply on love and greeting every single person that we meet with love, those that are different from us with different viewpoints that we find annoying as hell, at the end of the day, just focus on showing love to those people. Because I'm sure you've all heard this saying, but no one's going to remember what you looked like, what you wore that one party. Every single person that you engage with will remember how you made them feel. And that, if anything, is probably the most important sentence, I guess, to keep in mind if you are working in a corporate career and or if you are focused on healing and spirituality. If you show up every single day with love for the people around you, whether you know them or don't know them, you will have created a better place for yourself in this world. So I will leave you there. And again, if this episode resonated, it would mean literally the world to me if you would rate, leave a comment, and or subscribe. And if you're interested in more insight into human design, or you'd like a human design reading, you can find me and send me a note to book at goldenhourwithkylie.com. I am so excited to hopefully hear from some of you, and thank you so much again for tuning in. I cannot wait to chat more with you all next week on Kylie Says. Bye!